express some kind of an opinion on the importance of the restaurant to the airport. And, you know, if the Pilots Association wants to do the same thing, that's fine too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a
critical piece.
It's a critical spoke in the wheel.
It's the social hub of the, in one sense, it's the social hub of the airport. It's where people go to meet, and it's where business meetings take place. There's a lot of aspects to it. My concern is that December 31st is going to come, and there will be no plan of action, or not that there will be no plan of action, but the plan of action won't be able to be put in place quickly enough that there will be a replacement, and that we'll have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of downtime. That could easily happen with that.
Happened last time, didn't it?
That's exactly what happened last time. That's why I think it's what's going to happen this time. And what the problem, from a pilot's perspective, you know, he's got two customers, or the restaurant has two customer bases. He's got local people in the town and in the county, and then pilots that fly in. And the pilots that fly in here, if they show up in January and there's no restaurant here, A, they're going to be angry. B, they're going to turn around and fly to the next airport and have lunch there and decide, hey, we like this place and we're going to keep going here. We're not going to come back, because there's no way to get the word out to the pilot community in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia. I mean, you know, there's like 6 or 7 states that come to this airport, or pilots that utilize this airport. There's no way. We don't have a database. We don't have any way to communicate to those pilots. Say, hey, we're back open. Yeah, we closed down December 31st. You know, it was unfortunate. We were remodeling, et cetera, whatever. But we're reopened now. It's June 1st, and we'd like, you know, come on in. We're going to have a special opening. So there's no way to reach out to them. There's no way to advertise. Well, there is a way, but I don't know if anybody wants to spend any money to advertise to do so. So I don't think we ever recovered from the last time the restaurant was shut down, to be honest with you.
That's a true statement.
There's people that used to come to this airport every Saturday for lunch, then they stopped coming. Some came back, some didn't.
I think, you know, for tonight's meeting, we just need to be on the record as saying that from the pilots, the group, and I'm speaking a little bit here for Rick because he hadn't said much, but from the ones that fly, it's critical to the operation of the airport, because it generates the business. It generates the fuel sales, the maintenance, the camaraderie, the interaction, whether they stay here for 2 hours or 2 nights. Whether they go down, you know, spend money at the restaurants and you know, lodging and the beach area or whatever. But as soon as you lose it, it becomes, okay, well, I'm not going to go there because as soon as I hit the ground, I can't get a bite to eat. And then they end up going to a adjacent airport, and they're creatures of habit. So I think the thing to say here is that we're very concerned as an advisory committee for the future of the airport, that the restaurant is a critical part and stays in place at the best of our ability.
I would state it. I think that's a statement that the county would say, oh yeah, we agree, the restaurant's important. What I'm concerned about is downtime. I'm concerned about the transition from one restaurant operator to the next. That's where I think the risk is. I think, you know, you can put a different restaurant operator in there. Heck, this will be the fifth one in 10 years. You know, so it happens that restaurants change over. Our concern is not that we doubt that the county views the importance of this, of the restaurant. What I feel like is we're getting toward it's the 11th hour. Right. December 31st is when the current guy has said he's going to close if we can't get to some kind of...
Well, part of the problem is his lease is good through May 31st. And him saying he's just going to close December 31st, I mean, he could say he's going to close tomorrow and it'd be the same thing.
Right.
And we
understand. We have all this foresight. We know that, you know, that this has been going for 3 to 4 months at these discussions, so it's not just popping up now. He's put that date out there as far back as around September. So there's been plenty of time to react to it. But what he's told me is he'll lose less money if he closes and just has to pay rent. And he's empty for 5 months. He'll lose less money. So, I mean, it's not like he's trying to force anybody's hand. He's just saying, hey, I'm losing less money if I just turn the lights off and just pay rent for 5 months than if I stay open for 5 more months. Mm-hmm. So that's why that decision was made on his part. But again, I'm not trying to get in the middle of that. That's between you guys, the county and the tenant. But I just, the downtime is what